This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 9th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with the hits and takes section. OCC CEO John Davidson is the latest donor to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Davidson is a derivatives clearing veteran who has emerged as an industry thought leader at the revamped OCC. Thank you to John and all who have given and all those who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Today we have a video for the Path to Electronic Trading series featuring CQG's Kevin Darby. I first met Kevin when he was at Blue Trading Systems and was a client of Jessica Darmani. Darby is a good example of someone who came into the industry at a time when open outcry was still vibrant, but electronic trading was ascendant. The opportunities for Kevin were not in standing in a trading pit, but in developing software to trade the electronic markets. His development of an electronic eye to identify mispriced bids or offers, combined with CBOE moving the raise order flow to CBOE Direct, created the profits and the opportunity for him to become a partner in Blue Capital Group. When the firm closed up, they sold the technology BCG had to Darby and others who formed Blue Trading Systems. Eventually, BTS was sold to CQG, and Darby went with the technology. You will like Kevin's story. It is ICE Chairman and CEO Jeff Sprecher's day in the barrel at HuffPost with a story titled, Senator Kelly Loeffler's husband bought stock in sectors set to benefit from then-secret bill. One would hope that someone of stature at ICE and knowledge of Jeff's investing would write an op-ed defending him, but then I think the strategy is probably to keep ICE and NYSE out of the Georgia Senate race. Quantitative Brokers put out a press release naming Timothy Gitz as Chief Sales Officer. That had previously been reported here in JLN. Director of Commodity Research and Product Development Jim Sullivan at the CME Group has published a research piece titled, How COVID-19 Impacted Beef Markets in 2020. The Chicago Tribune is reporting that the state of Indiana has the second highest per capita COVID-19 spread, the CDC says. This would be the state from which Vice President Pence and head of the White House Coronavirus Task Force is from. Amazing how that worked out. The headline of the day comes from the New York Times about Uber selling its self-driving car business. The headline is Uber Jetsons Flying Car Project. That is worth four woofs from the Jetsons dog Astro. Germany's Bankhaus Vanderheide, one of the world's oldest banks, is working on issuing a euro-based stablecoin on the Stellar network with digital asset tech firm Bitbond, Matt Rabel reports. Coinbase UK reported a 22% decrease in profit from 2019. It also probably didn't help that the UK's FCA has not exactly shown warm sentiment to the cryptocurrency and the blockchain space lately. Matt Rabel also reports. The OIC is hosting a webinar today at 3:30 Central Time titled The Greeks Delta and Gamma. As you might have guessed, the webinar will focus heavily on discussing Delta and Gamma with respect to option trading, as well as Gamma scalping and the Iron Condor strategy, Matt Rabel reports. Holly Duran Real Estate Partners LLC, a boutique commercial real estate services firm headquartered in Chicago, has joined Colliers International Chicago, announced by Jim Karras, Executive Managing Director and Market Leader. The firm is led by one of the most influential and successful women in the industry today, Holly Duran, who will serve as Principal and Financial Services Lead for the Global Brokerage's local office. In addition, Duran's brokerage partners have also joined the firm, with Jeff Mulder serving as Executive Vice President and Lois Durkin and Jeff Newcomb serving as Senior Vice Presidents. with Colliers Occupier Services Group based in the firm's downtown office. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. This is from Bloomberg. The psychological formula for success after 50. Grit is the secret ingredient for an exceptional third act. Julia Child launched The French Chef on TV at 50, a year after publishing Mastering the Art of French Cooking. Ray Kroc began franchising McDonald's at 52. Estelle Getty landed her breakout role on Broadway at age 58, then in her 60s racked up 7 back-to-back Emmy nominations for The Golden Girls. These are all clearly exceptional third acts, but even if your aim is something more modest, you're likelier to get there if you understand how the psychological formula for achievement shifts as you age. If there's one thing I have, it is grit. Grits are another thing. Never really liked them. Here's a story from Bloomberg as well. Fidelity had locker room culture, ex-employee says in lawsuit. She alleges a male colleague lampooned her pregnancy. Hostile work environment described in New Hampshire office. A former Fidelity Investments employee claims she was taunted by 2 male colleagues who openly made offensive remarks about her pregnancy, race, women's bodies, and slavery. It'd be nice for a firm like Fidelity to have employees that live up to its name. Here's also another story from Bloomberg. Lessons from the pandemic. Tips from 8 productive people. The combination of working at home, juggling childcare, and pivoting entire business plans on short notice because of the coronavirus outbreak has forced us all to learn new tricks. Here are skills some productive people have picked up this year. Lesson number 1 should be get out of bed. But then again, why? Here is a Crane's Chicago business story by Danny Ecker. Colliers acquires veteran CBOE CME real estate reps firm. Longtime financial sector tenant rep Holly Duran has sold her boutique brokerage after a 16-year run. The longtime real estate advisor for the Chicago Board Options Exchange and Chicago Mercantile Exchange has sold her boutique brokerage to Colliers International Chicago. For the record, JJLCO was a Holly Duran client when we rented space in the Chicago Board of Trade building. Here are the top 3 most read stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story on Tuesday was about challenger data provider Exchange Data International. EDI challenges new CME fees as anti-competitive and illegal. EDI wrote to the CFTC, the heads of relevant committees of the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, requesting they investigate the CME Group's plan to charge for what had been a no-service fee. Coming in second was the Washington Post account of Kelly Loeffler's performance in Sunday's debate in Georgia. Kelly Loeffler disqualified herself at Sunday night's debate. And third was the Financial Times story, Russian oligarch's son racked up $50 million in day trading losses, about a Russian oligarch's son's massive trading losses while he was a student. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site has 194,655,537 pages viewed, with 24,664 pages on the site. It's had 227,221 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.